Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price, who writes the car-gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and it's nationally syndicated. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And you just got back from the Texas Auto Roundup, and we've talked with you about this before. I guess it's a once-a-year thing, right?
Yeah, it sure is. We have the Auto Roundup in the spring. It's held by TAWA, the Texas Auto Writers Association. I'm a member and on their board, and just love this event. You get to drive all kinds of cars back to back to back, including in a track kind of setting, so you get to push them a little harder than you would on the streets, and that can be very eye-opening for some of these cars.
As always, I know a lot of people envy you for what you do, and this was held in Denton, so not far away.
Not too far, yeah, pretty close.
Well, so we have several cars to talk about here, and the car of the year, you say, is the Dodge Challenger.
Yeah, that was named the Car of Texas this
year.
So out of all the vehicles that were there, that's the one that the journalists and the members of this group picked as their number one selection. The big reason for that is the version Dodge brought. They brought two different ones. One kind of showed off the more affordable version of the Challenger. The other was at the very top end. It made somewhere around 800 horsepower, just a monumentally powerful car, very, very exciting to drive. And I think it was that breadth of performance where you can get, you know, for around $30,000 or so, the affordable, attainable Challenger, all the way up to that 800 horsepower monster. And that's the one that came away with the most votes.
What's the range from 0 to 60, how fast does that car accelerate?
I wish I had that exact number in front of you. I can say insanely fast. Yeah, it's built more for drag racing and straight line acceleration than anything else.
Right.
They made a version called the Demon that sold out extremely quickly, very limited production. It made slightly more horsepower than this one. There was so much demand for that. They came out with this new version of it called the Hellcat Red Eye, and it makes almost 800 horsepower, just absolutely insane to drive.
And what does the Dodge Challenger sell for?
The base version, I believe it starts around $30,000, and this one was more like $60,000, $65,000, yeah, somewhere around there. Yep. So a lot of money, but for an 800 horsepower car, you know, that's kind of like European exotic Ferrari kind of horsepower. That's a very, very affordable price.
Okay, so let's get into something. It might be a little bit more realistic for most of our listeners. The family car of the year, the Chrysler Pacifica.
Yes, the Chrysler Pacifica minivan. That's won, I believe, several years in a row as the family car of Texas.
Really?
The people who are at this event really, really like it compared to the other family vehicles that are out there. Of course, minivans are so practical. They're not necessarily stylish type vehicles, or at least not thought of that these days, but they are so practical, get good gas mileage. The hybrid version in particular of the Chrysler Pacifica, they make a hybrid that you can get fantastic gas mileage and plug it in and charge it up and run it off of electric power for a number of miles, too. Just a very impressive product.
So this has won that category for several years in a row?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, it's been popular.
And what is it about it in particular that makes it so good?
I think it's the practicality of it, all the features it's got. You've got seats that can fold away into the floor, lots and lots of space. And then, like I say, this plug-in hybrid version of it, no other minivan has a plug-in hybrid where you can go off of electric power. And for school runs to the baseball practice and things like that, that to me is where an electric car makes the most sense. And that's an electric minivan that can, you know, run your family around all the errands.
We're talking with Derek Price. Derek writes the car-gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, the green vehicle of Texas is something called the Nissan Leaf, and this is a battery-powered car.
Yeah, the Nissan Leaf is an all-electric vehicle. For years, it was the number one selling electric car in the world. I'm not sure if it still is with Tesla being on the rise with their Model 3, but the Nissan Leaf is an all-electric car, no gasoline engine, and you plug it in to charge it up, and you can drive. I forget the exact range on it, but you can certainly do all your around-town driving without burning a drop of gasoline.
And so how long could you drive with on a charge without having to charge again?
Wish I had my notes on that. So it's the kind of thing, if you want to go on a cross-country road trip, that would be absolutely challenging, an electric car. That's one of the big issues with buying electric cars nowadays, is that you have to have a place to charge them up.
Yeah.
Tesla's trying to fix that with these supercharger stations positioned strategically within a certain number of miles.
There's one in Sulphur Springs.
But it's still a major thing you have to think about and plan ahead, as opposed to with a gasoline car, you just jump in and go and don't have to think anything about it.
What would be reasonable for a car like, and I get that you don't have the exact notes on it, but what could you reasonably expect in driving around town?
I would guess 80 to 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty easily, for an all-electric car especially.
It's not bad.
And some of them are quite a bit more. Yeah, so I wish I had my computer in front of me. You can Google it really, really quick.
Are they getting more comfortable? Are they getting to the point where you think they're going to start to become really popular in a major way?
I don't know if they're ever going to be all that popular. So it depends on who you talk to. Some people are, they think they're going to be nothing but electric cars in the future.
Right.
And a lot of the stock market is betting on that. You know, car companies are investing billions and billions of dollars in trying to develop electric cars. I'm not convinced the market is ever going to want them as much as you would like them to. Now, for local trips as a second car, they're fantastic. I've thought about buying one myself.
Huh.
You know, you can buy used electric cars for, you know, $4,000 with relatively low mileage on them, never have to do an oil change, decent amount of range for doing your around town shopping, taking the kids to school, but you still, at least I still need a second car with gasoline so I can go and see family and go on longer trips.
All right. Derek Price, just back from the Texas Auto Roundup in Denton. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
And Derek Price, who's the author of the Car Gazing column. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.